Previously on Heroes.
Find Claire Bennett. Bring her back to me.
You think you can do that?
Yes, sir, of course I can.
I'm coming too.
Isaac Mendez is dead. This is the last posthumous issue, but it's not the last story. The day that he died, Isaac Mendez bequeathed his sketchbook to a humble bike messenger. You find that messenger, and you find your story.
He's got nothing to do with that. Go to miners. His idea, giving people abilities. The right people.
He's wrong.
It's not wrong, it's all right.
We're taking Claire with us. That's what we came for in the first place.
Well, I've read your files, Gabriel. You're not their son. They're just leveraging your mommy issues to turn you into their weapon.
And I understand now that I'm never gonna change.
Theoretically, this formula is sound, but something is missing. Some kind of catalyst.
The key component of this catalyst would live in a human host.
I think I'm the catalyst.
That's Claire, and that's Hero hiding behind the ferns. I think Hero has to take Claire here to get his memory back.
He must go.
Hero says, I must go, right now. He teleports to Claire's house and takes her with him, saying, save the cheerleader. Chapter 12. Our Father. Hero and Claire appear and watch Kaito handing over baby Claire to Mr. Bennett.
What did you do? What the hell is going on?
Manhattan, 16 years ago. Mr. Bennett says, we think she died in the fire.
Dad?
Which do you?
Kaito says, once again, not a request. He hands the baby over to Mr. Bennett.
That baby's me. You're here in Nakamura, aren't you?
Nakamura Hiro, so.
Hiro told me about you. You're a time traveler, so you brought me back in time. Why did you bring me here?
I don't understand a word you're saying.
You don't speak English.
Shizukani, tamatte me.
Less talking, more watching.
Kaito says, don't get too close.
Is that you? Am I here for you?
Sorry, I only had one semester English. All I know is...
Where is train station? I must use toilet. More waffles, please.
Hiro, iko.
Young Hiro says, Mommy, and his future self repeats his cry. My mommy is here. I have to see her.
Hey, where are you going? Should I stay with me or should I go with you?
He shrugs and carries on regardless.
Hey, what am I supposed to do?
He pokes his head round the door to see his young self with his arm around his mother. Kaito says, Hiro, not so rough. Your mother is ill. She protests, it's all right. Kaito asks, how are you?
Our son can hear us. Speak English.
Are you feeling better?
We must face the inevitable. I am dying. I think it will happen tonight. We must make arrangements for the catalyst, before it is lost forever. The catalyst? Catalyst?
Adult Hiro says, what are they saying? I hate it when they speak English.
Are you sure? Nothing will ever be the same.
You must think of the future, Kaito.
I will have Noah return with the baby. She is the perfect candidate.
I wanted to keep it in a family.
Absolutely not. Our son couldn't possibly.
Young Hiro says, Mommy, look, a dove is sick.
This conversation isn't over yet.
Will he die? Hiro asks. His mother responds, we'll see. He picks up the dove's body and rests it in his mother's hands. She kisses its white feathers, and it slowly comes back to life. My mommy is a healer, Adult Hero says. Talking over Claire, he exclaims, I know what we have to do. I think my mommy can heal my brain, restore my memory, so I can be a hero.
I can be a hero. I don't understand what you're saying. I have to follow my dad, protect that baby so they don't inject the catalyst into me. I'll meet you here tonight. Stay out of trouble, okay?
Okay.
Kimiwa,
Kaito sees Adult Hero and says, what are you doing here? You should be in the kitchen.
My wife's been waiting for breakfast all morning. Aren't you the new chef?
Hero nods.
Hurry up then. She wants tamagoyaki.
Present day. Costa Verde, California. Silas on the beach, his t-shirt soaked in blood. He answers his mobile.
What?
You were supposed to be here by now. Where's Claire?
Gone into thin air.
What happened?
Don't know, don't care. I'm not helping you anymore, Arthur. I'm not helping anyone.
I talked to Bennett. He told me everything. He told me you're not my father.
I want the truth. And I know exactly where I'm going to find it. I've got a whole new list of people with abilities. It's going to be very useful.
Don't do this. Come see me.
Don't worry, I will.
Very soon.
Sila goes back to what he was doing, pouring lighter fluid over Elle's body. He rests his hand on her shoulder, then gently shakes his head before getting to his feet. He fires a spark from his hand, igniting her body. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. At the Primatech facility, Angela puts a gun down in front of Peter and the Haitian.
One shot to the back of his head, and it's done.
You want me to kill him?
Why do you think I sent you and your brother to find the Haitian? He makes Arthur vulnerable. And now that Nathan has switched his allegiance, it's all up to you.
Your father is far too powerful. He won't be contained.
Tables were turned, he would not hesitate to put a bullet in your brain. Or Nathan's. Why do you think I poisoned him? The man I loved. Father of my children. He tried to kill your brother. And if you get in his way, he will destroy you.
You don't know that.
I know that he will stop at nothing to get what he wants. By any means necessary, no matter who gets hurt. There's no other way.
Peter stares down at the weapon and after a moment's hesitation, picks it up. Tracy is with Arthur.
So, DOD's on board. We're all set.
Well done, Tracy. Nathan. Nice to see you.
What are you doing here?
It's my job, Senator. Finding opportunities for you.
Have you reconsidered my offer, son?
I agree with what you're trying to do. The world's a dangerous place, and it's not getting any better. We need a leader. Somebody with vision. And that somebody is in you.
Is it you?
I'm taking over Pinehurst. The complete program. I'll work out of my office. We can use my resources.
Who do you think you're talking to? I made you.
You wouldn't have gone to all this trouble to make me.
You wanted a legitimate face for Pinehurst, a person with authority. Senator Nathan Petrelli.
All right, Nathan. You win. Brief him on what we've done.
You're angry.
What do you expect? You went behind my back. You're supposed to be working for me.
That's exactly what I was doing. I'm on your side, Nathan. Your father sees the problems in this world, war, terrorism. He wants to make it a better place.
You have no idea who my father is.
I know he's crossed some lines, but he's a vision for the future, and you're in it as President of the United States. That is where you belong, Nathan. And I belong there with you.
Flint and Knox are watching them.
We'd like to call it intelligent design. Until now, abilities have been random, given to good people and bad, whether they deserve them or not. When we perfect the formula, we get to choose who gets what power. And we've chosen the best. Meet the future.
Fire! Avanted! Halt!
A squadron of Marines. Bennett apartment 16 years ago.
Okay. Almost there. Hang in there. Oh, God. Oh. Go. Come on. One more minute. There we go. You're doing so good.
Oh, my gosh. Let me help you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, my husband bailed on me. My first day with an adopted baby, and he had to go back to work. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
No worries. I'm Bonnie, by the way. I'm staying next door at the Monaco's. I'm their niece.
Hi, Bonnie. I'm Sandra. Thank you so much. Put them anywhere. Thank you. Come on, baby girl.
Here we go.
They step into the apartment.
Nice place.
What do you see?
She's probably just wet and doesn't know how to tell you here. Let's see. Up we go. There we go. Oh. Yeah, she's definitely wet. Want me to change her?
Sure.
Here we go. Here we go, little one. Here we go.
I'm so glad I ran into you. To be honest, I'm a little overwhelmed. She's so little. I'm completely unprepared. I don't have a clue about how to take care of a baby.
Well, I have a feeling you'll do just fine. Besides, I have major babysitting skills. I could teach you a thing or two if you want.
That would be great.
What about, your husband? Is he good with kids?
Not really. Noah's very busy at work. Just got a promotion. Apparently, he is, he's very good at what he does.
I bet he is. Well done.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you.
There we go. Oh, it's so strange. I've only known Claire a few hours, and I'm so in love with her.
I think she knows that.
Yeah.
Don't let her out of your sight, okay?
What do you mean?
Oh, I just mean that she's gonna grow up really fast.
Believe me, I am gonna watch her like a hawk. Hi, baby girl.
Sue Lander's office, present day. Sue walks through her office.
Is it really your birthday?
Silas waiting for her.
Sue Landers, special delivery.
You're lying. You're not here to make a delivery.
Impressive. How did you do that?
He uses his powers to close the door.
What do you want?
To understand what you do. Human lie detector? How does that work when someone tells a lie? Does it tingle?
How did you know about me? Who are you?
Someone who covets your ability. I have to find out the truth about something.
No, you don't. Trust me.
I'm sure it's hard, seeing the ugly truth at every turn. It must make it hard to trust anyone.
He pins her up against the wall.
Shh, it's not gonna hurt a bit. Got me. That's a lie.
He slices open her skull with his finger.
I almost forgot how good this feels.
Happy birthday!
Sue's colleagues find Sila crouched over her, covered in blood.
Cake. Tell me what you know about this program.
It's going to make us better Marines, sir.
Yeah. But how?
Not exactly sure. Some kind of drug. I'm told it's safe.
Sergeant, I want you to know exactly what it is you've signed up for. The drug that we're developing. It'll change your life in ways you can't possibly imagine. Forever.
I get it, sir, but I have my reasons. I did two tours in Iraq. My last mission, last tour. RPG took out our Humvee three clicks out the Kirkuk. Boatload of Hajis has us pinned down. We fought as best we could. In the day, though, 12 of us went in, only two came out.
It's tough.
The trip back stateside, I couldn't help thinking. Why couldn't I have been better?
You're being too hard on yourself, Marine.
Everybody says that. You're only human. If only I was more than that, maybe they'd still be alive, you know?
Yeah. I think I do.
Matt, Daphne, and Andrew appear in Manhattan.
I like teleporting better. Less windy.
I don't care where you are. Hey. Shipping there an hour ago. They're waiting. Get it to them.
Excuse me. We're looking for a messenger.
Sure, pal. What do you need delivered?
We need to find something. Someone.
Yeah, a messenger picked up a package from an artist in a downtown loft, Isaac Mendez.
We need that package.
Sorry, can't help you out. Johnson, 57th and Lex.
The messenger picked up this package last year. If you just...
Wait, last year? You're kidding me. I can barely keep track of what we delivered last week.
You have records, right? Receipts. Just look it up.
His name was Isaac Mendez. M-E-N-D-E.
Look, I would like to help. City regulations prevent me from talking about deliveries.
There's no city regulation about that.
What are you, a cop?
He knows something, Matt.
Right. Sorry to do this to you, buddy.
Matt reads his mind.
He does know about the sketches.
Wait, how do you know that I know?
I also know that you're skimming off the top. What, $5,200 already this year?
Whoa.
Give us the sketches now.
Okay, fine. I got it in the back. It's in the safe. I'll go get it. That's a great idea.
We found him. Hey, you've been a good friend to Hero, Nemesis. How come?
Well, it's kind of my fault. I mean, I started this whole mess stealing the
formula. No, it's more than that. You're doing it because that's the right thing to do, and that's who you are. Guys.
Hey, he's getting away.
He's got the sketchbook.
We have to stop him.
Allow me.
The courier manager cycling away along a busy street. Daphne whizzes past and stands in front of him. In his panic, he hits a taxi.
What the?
He rolls right over the taxi onto the road. Daphne stands over him.
I give.
16 years ago, Hero's in the kitchen making an absolute mess as he tries to prepare a meal. He throws some flour into a pot and coughs as it plumes up into his face. He hears his mother say, "Does Hero know yet? I didn't have the heart to tell him." Kaito responds, "I should have called Noah Bennett by now. He has to bring Claire." Hiro's mother continues, "I want to give the light to Hiro." Kaito responds, "We've discussed this. Hiro is irresponsible. You see how he endlessly plays with video games, his obsession with comic books?" She replies, he's just a child. You must give him a chance. Kaito says, you think I haven't tried? My words are lost on him. Hiro will never amount to anything. Hiro turns round to see his young self saying, father's talking about me. He's probably right. Claire's holding herself as a baby.
Remember, fifth grade, a boy named Danny. He's cute, but he'll break your heart. So whatever you do, do not share your juice with him. Don't do it. Don't do it, okay?
Who are you?
I'm Bonnie. I was just watching the baby while Sandra set up the nursery.
Hi, hon. I thought I heard you come in. How's work?
Mr. Bennett stares at Claire.
He left the baby alone with some strange girl?
She's not strange. Bonnie, this is Mr. Bennett. She's a potential new babysitter for us. Is there a problem?
Don't worry, Claire. I'm here to protect both of us. Something wrong?
Tell me who you are again.
I'm the Monaco's niece.
Monaco's don't have a niece. So I'm going to ask you one last time. Who are you and what the hell do you want?
You don't understand. I'm here to protect her and this family.
Who sent you?
What's going on, Noah?
Nothing. Just going back in the bedroom.
Does this have something to do with how we got the baby?
No questions. That was the arrangement. Please just go sit in the bedroom and wait.
I'll take the baby.
No! Everything is fine, Sandra. Please, just go.
I know you're scared. You're a company man, and this little baby is your assignment. You're thinking, how can she possibly be your daughter when they could take her away from you at any moment? You're trying so hard, but you can't let yourself love her.
What is this? Are you one of them? Are you a mind reader?
Something like that. Believe me, this little baby will be in your life for at least 16 more years, and many more, hopefully, after that. She's gonna need you to protect her from so many things. Terrible things. But you're gonna love each other so much.
How do you know all this?
No, don't answer that.
Why not?
It's the company, okay? They want to take her back just for a minute, but they're going to do something to her. And it's gonna change everything. This little baby, your Claire Bear, she's fine just the way she is. Trust me.
Claire stares at Mr. Bennett intensely.
Claire Bear, huh?
He places the phone back down.
Thank you.
16 years ago, Hiro takes a tray of food to his mother. He backs away sheepishly.
Sorry, I don't know how to make tamagoyaki. I made waffles.
Those are my son's favourite, she says with a warm smile.
You don't like them?
I'm sorry. I'm not very hungry. Something about you is so familiar. Have we met?
Yes. You're my mummy.
What did you say?
My name is Hiro Nakamura. I travel through time and space. I'm not sure how, but I'm sure that you're my mummy, and I love you.
Hiro.
A flash of recognition spreads across her face.
Hiro!
They embrace. Oh my goodness, she says.
It's so good to see you, Mummy.
And you. I can't believe it. Look at you, so grown up. It's like a gift.
Yes, I'm a man now.
I never thought I'd get to see you like this, Hiro. You must tell me everything about your life, everything you've done. Everything.
I can't. I don't remember.
Why not? What happened?
Someone stole my memories. In my head, I'm only 10 years old.
Who would do such a thing?
A very bad man. But I saw what you could do, Mummy. You're a healer. I thought you could heal me, help me remember.
I can try. Come closer. She kisses him tenderly on the forehead. He leans back, blinking slowly. Did it work, Hiro? Do you remember?
Yes, Mother. I remember everything. I remember how much I miss you.
We are both here, my son. Now is our chance. Tell me about your life.
I became a master of space and time, and I've saved the world twice.
I always knew you were meant for greatness. Did your father see this?
Yes, my father and I grew to love and respect one another. He saw me become a great hero. And now I have the chance to save the world again. Give me the catalyst, Mother. Give me the light. I will defend it.
Your father wants me to give it to a baby. He's calling Noah Bennett now.
I'm strong enough to protect it. I can keep it safe. Believe me.
I've always believed in you, my son. She gently folds her hands around his. A golden light shines out from her, and with a rush of energy, absorbs into Hiro's body. I am so proud of you, Hiro.
You're the one who did it. You showed me what it means to be a hero.
He sees his mother is unconscious.
Mother, please don't go. Mother!
Unable to wake her, his eyes fill with sorrow.
Farewell.
Present day, Peter's in a car with a Haitian.
Your silence betrays you.
What? No, I'm fine. You know, I was just thinking it's too bad the eclipse had to end. The world would be a lot simpler without powers.
To kill one's own father is a horrible thing.
He tried to kill my brother. He took away my powers. He'd kill me if he had to.
But he didn't.
Now, you and I both know the world isn't safe with my father in it.
But I also know you, Peter. You want to save the world. You always have. It's that part of you that wants to save your father. Give the gun to me. I'll do it.
No. Just like your brother was your responsibility, this one's mine.
Silas steps into a lift. He whistles to himself, looking completely calm. A businessman stares at him, noticing his blood-soaked clothes and hands.
Something wrong? No.
No.
It does kind of tingle.
The courier manager returns the package to Matt, Ando and Daphne.
I found it in some guy's locker after he got canned. I had no idea how much it was worth. Every fanboy in the city's been trying to grab it. My life's been a living hell.
They look at the cover. Hiro Nakamura, Lost in Time.
I don't understand. This is how it ends? What's happened to Hiro?
Maybe it's not so bad.
Right. Maybe this is just the cover to get people to buy it. Hiro will come back. He has to.
They flip the page to see Claire looking out across the city at night. 16 years ago... The sound of a door squeaking open makes Claire turn round. Hiro is standing in the open doorway, the light behind casting him into silhouette. He steps forward.
Chiarita, it's over. We can go home now.
Hey, you speak English. I thought that...
It's a long story. Just know that I have taken the catalyst. The light is in me now. We have saved the future.
Wait, you put the catalyst in you?
Guess I showed up just in time.
Keep away, Asa Petretti. I will save the cheerleader again.
I don't think so. I'll take the catalyst. And your powers too, Hiro.
Arthur absorbs the light.
You're a dead man.
Hero's been thrown off the roof.
As for you, I need you to deliver a message for me. Tell Angela it's over. I won.
He touches her and she vanishes. He teleports away. Hero's left hanging to a flagpole.
Stuck back in time 16 years ago and no powers.
Maybe it isn't all bad news. Arthur Petrelli has the catalyst. He could perfect the formula.
Yeah, wait, he can give people powers. So that means that there can be another time traveler.
Someone to save Hiro.
Maybe it could be me. I can go back in time and save Hiro. We got to find the formula. How do we find the formula?
At Pinehurst.
Doctor!
Mohinder appears. Arthur steps towards a vat of the formula. Nathan watches intensely as Arthur places his hands on it and a golden glow seeps out. Clouds of a red-tinged aura seep into the formula. Mohinder smiles slightly.
ready to change the world?
The Haitian and Peter stride through the lobby. A security guard approaches them.
ID, please.
The Haitian places his hand on the man's head, rendering him unconscious. Mohinder splitting the formula into doses.
We'll need 50 doses to begin. One for every Marine?
We'll just try it on one first. Let's make sure this thing works. No offense. What is it?
Nothing. Just a minor inconvenience. Call your first Marine, I'll be back.
Peter, I'm glad you're here. Nathan and I have just been...
Peter raises his gun.
Don't be ridiculous.
Arthur tries to use his powers, but nothing happens. The Haitian steps forward.
So, you're here to kill me.
I'm here to stop you. Creating abilities like this, giving them out, you'll destroy the world.
In your opinion?
I've seen it. This ends now.
I don't think you have the nerve to kill me, Peter.
Peter cocks his gun and steps forward. The Marine is strapped to a chair inside a small glass-walled chamber.
I like your choice. Very all-American. We could put him on a poster.
Where's my father?
We don't need him. You're in charge, remember?
All right, let's do this.
Mohinder steps into the chamber, and the Marine shifts nervously in his seat.
The hell happened to you? Mistake.
Hopefully this formula will fix all that.
Wait, what's in there?
It's all right, Scott.
Who is this guy?
Mohinder injects him in the arm. Mohinder steps back out, and Nathan closes the door, waiting for the formula to take effect. Scott starts convulsing more and more violently, and Tracy glances anxiously at Nathan.
What's happening? I'm not sure.
He's too strong. I cannot hold his powers back.
Listen to me, son. There is another way. The formula is ready. Nathan is here. I can give you your abilities back. We can start over.
No.
Peter!
Wait! Just... Wait. Shoot him now!
That's your problem, son. Too much thought, not enough action. How could you be my son?
Peter fires, but the bullet stops in midair, inches from Arthur's head. Sila steps out of the shadows, having stopped the bullet with his powers.
Hello, Arthur.
Gabriel? You're here.
I am. No place I'd rather be than with family. Are you really my family?
Of course. I'm your father.
No, you're not. Now I know the truth. You're not a killer, Peter. I am.
Sila releases his hold on the bullet, and it blasts through Arthur's head. Peter glances at the gun.
You don't need for that. I'm not gonna kill you. You don't have anything I need anymore.
I'm sorry, Peter. Your father was the one. What did I?
Go after Sila.
Peter steps towards Arthur's body, and an orange light shines out of his father.
It's over.
Nathan watches as Scott continues convulsing. Suddenly, Scott breaks his restraints and gains back control over his body.
How do you feel?
He strides towards them, looking empowered.
Scott.
Scott picks up the chair, which is bolted to the floor, and hurls it through the chamber with such force it embeds itself in the wall. He turns to them and smiles.
I feel good.
To be continued.